We're up to the Gorn Duff Yudam and Aleph. We'll take it from the top, the Yudam and Aleph, remember what we're in the middle of. We'd ask Be'ulas Ba'al. What does Rebbe do with Be'ulas Ba'al? Rebbe Yochanan learns to do Shabir from Be'ulas Ba'al. What does Rebbe do with that? He learns the Ba'al makes her Be'ul Shalok Hadarka, but others don't. So then we're just asked, what do you mean? Rebbe said, even others make her Be'ula Shalok Hadarka. He says, Arisha Skilim Kulim Mechenek. The answer is, Rebbe Zera, Moda Rebbe Lini Knas to Kulim Mishalmi. Right? That for Knas, after Shalok Hadarka, she's still considered a Be'ula, but for Skila, she's considered a Be'ula. So the Gemara just asks, the second line of Yud, Maichna Miktala, what's the difference? Why in Knas does Rebbe hold, after Be'ula Shalok Hadarka, she's still a Be'ula? But for the Chi of Skila he holds after Be'ula Shalok Hadarka, she's now a Be'ula. So the answer is, Shani Hasan, the Rekro, Meisa Ishech Shachabim Alevado, there's a special Pasa. By Rebbe seems to think, Misvare after Be'ula Shalok Hadarka, she's still a Be'ula. Unless it's the Aris, who then makes her a Be'ula. But when it comes to the Chi of Skila, he says, even after Be'ula Shalok Hadarka, she's considered a Be'ula, and the next person doesn't get Skila, because it says, only Levado, only one guy gets Skila. Rabban, hai Levado, may Abdi Lo, what are the Rabban to do with Levado? Mi boi lehu, k'dich d'tanya. Okay, this is the new part of the Gemara, Meisu, Gav Shneem, Ashi Yushav, Gecha, Dib, Rabbi Oshaya, Rabbi Yonzor, Meisu, Shachab, Ima, Levado. That the Rabbanim with Darshan Levado like Rabbi Yonasan, because Rabbi Oshia says that Umesu Gam Shneem, that they both die only if they're both chayiv together. Do they both die? If not, then something else happens, which we'll see what it is. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, Mesa Shema Levado, he's chayiv even if she's not. So the Rabbanim don't learn Levado like the first guy gets skil and the second guy gets chenek. They learn Levado that he gets. He's chayev even if she is not. Okay, then the Gemara just ties up an earlier loose end. Rabbi Yochanan hai svar minale. Where does Rabbi Yochanan learn the svara that the Oros makes her Be'ula Shalok Hadarka and others don't? If he uses the Be'ula's Baal for Kedusha Bia, how does he know the Oros makes her a Be'ula Shalok Hadarka? And can they make her Be'ula's Ish? My Be'ula's Baal, Shmami Natar Tisin. So could have said Be'ula's Ish, says Be'ula's Baal. We learn two things from it. Number one, Kedusha Bia, that he becomes a Baal for Be'ila. Number two, the Baal makes her Be'ula Shalok Hadarka and others don't. Okay, just to briefly review, we don't have any kedusha about this, but the machlokes, Rashi and Tosos here, about Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Oshia is giving some sort of Torah, it sounds like. Right? That, Meisigam Shneim Ashu Shavim Ke'echad. If they're Shavim Ke'echad, they're Chayav. If they're not Shavim Ke'echad, they're Pater. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi says what it means is that the Chiyav of Eishes Ish is a package deal. It's a joint chiyav. If they're both chayav, they both get misa. If one of them's chayav, one of them's pater, then they're both pater. So therefore, if he was a gedola and she is a, he was a gadol, sorry, and she's a ketana, and she's pater misa, she's a ketana, pater from misa, she's a ketana, then he is also pater. That's the big chiddush of Rashi here. Tosfos attacks Rashi because the Mishnah Nida that's quoted at the end of this Amud says explicitly that even if she's merely 3 years old, Chayav Olam Shemeshes Ish, that the guy who sleeps with her is Chayav. So Rashi, Tosfos knows what Rashi would answer. Rashi would have to answer, oh, that Mishnah Nida is only according to Rabbi Yonasan and not Rabbi Oshia. And Tosfos thinks a little doch looks say the Mishnah Nida is only according to Rabbi Yonasan and not Rabbi Oshia, and that's why Tosfos rejects Rashi. So what does Tosfos says it doesn't mean the man's only chayiv, the girl's chayiv. The man's chayiv even if the girl's not chayiv. That's the Mishnah Nida, right? That as long as she's 3 years old, the man is chayiv, even though she's pater. Means the man's only chayiv if she would theoretically be chayiv the same onesh were she old enough. But not if she would theoretically not be chayiv that onesh. Therefore, if in the case of, what does that mean? In the case of Rabbi Meir says, like, Tanam Orasa, the man is not Chayiv Skila. He's not Chayiv Skila, he's Chayiv Chenek, let's say. right? Eish zesh default to chenek when it's no skila. But she theoretically would be chayv skila, so they're not chayv the same thing. So therefore, she's patur legamrei. Okay, let me just make this a little more explicit, because I realize it's a little hard to follow. What's the difference between Rashi and Tosos? Rashi says, if she is petura, he is potter. While Tosos, and most Rishonim would agree with Tosos here, Tosos says, if she is not, or get the same Misa as him, were she an adult, then he is Potter. She wouldn't get the same Misa as him. Sorry. Then she is Potter. And what's the case where she wouldn't get the same Misa as him?
He's Potter.
If she's a, then he is Potter. Right, that's what I said. That's what I wrote, rather. If she is a Ketana Moros, according to her mayor, where he cannot get Skila, but she, if she were old enough, would get Skila, then he's Potter Legamrei. Lemaisa, we, in Sanhedrin of Samapavon Beis, there are three, really, opinions as to what's the din of Ketana Moros. Right? In Sanhedrin, Samach Vav and Beis, they deal with Ketana Me'orasa. A guy is Baal Ketana Me'orasa. Obviously, she's Potter. She's a Ketana. She can't have anything. The question is, what about him? So what do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say, he's Chayiv Skila. There's no difference in a Ketana Me'orasa and another Me'orasa. He's Chayiv Skila. Rav Meir says he's not Chayiv Skila. He says he's not Chayiv Skila. The question is, he's not Chayv Skila. What is he Chayv? Right. So that's a discussion. Sounds like a machlokas, at least a discussion over there between Rav and Rav Yaakov Arada. Rav says that he's Chayv Chenek. And Rav Yaakov Arada says he's Potter. Right, so it seems like there are three opinions. There are at least three opinions circulating in that Gemara, whether he's also Chayv Skila or Chachamim, whether he is whether he is Chayv Chenek. That's what Rav thinks. Potter is Skila, but still Chayv Chenek. That's what Rav thinks, or Meir would say. Or Rav Yaakov Arada implies that he'd be Potter Legamrei. According to Rashi, how does that tie into Rav Yonos or Rav Yoshia? And Rav Yaakov Bar Ada quotes Rav Oshia. So according to Rashi, this fits Rav Oshia, who says Meisu Gam Shnehem, right? He says, since she's Potter, he's Potter. And these two shitas would fit Rabbi Yonasan, that she's Potter, but he's still Chayef. So that's how Rav Ashi would learn this machlokas. When she's Potter, can he be killed without her? So the Chachamim in one version of Rav Meir say yes. They argue how he's killed. That's not the point. According to Rashi, the other says Potter Legamrei. According to Tosfos, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is within Rabbi Meir. Right? Within Rabbi Meir, he doesn't get skila, which should default to chenek. And she, right, let's just say, potter, because she is ptura. According to the way Tosus reads it, the Rashba adds something, but according to the way Tosus reads it, sorry. The machlokes within Mary Mayer. Within Mary Mayer, if she was big, she would get skila. But you, the man, doesn't get skila. She theoretically would get skila if she was old enough, but he doesn't get skila. He like defaults to chenek. So if she theoretically gets gila and he gets chenek, is that okay or not? Rav Yonah says, Ravada. Rav Yonah says, yeah, she would get skill if she was an adult, but he gets chenek. Or Rav Oshia says, no, if they're not shoven, if they don't have the same misa, then he's got to be potter legamrei. Rav Oshia says, potter, because she is theoretically skila, and he is theoretically chenek. He should get chenek, because her mayor holds that there's no skila if she's a tana, but she, if she was old enough, would get skila, and therefore there's a patur, because they don't have, not because she's putter, because they don't have matching misas. That's the difference between Tosfos and Rashi. And what does Tosfos think about the Chachamim? Tosfos, I think it might be Rabbeinu Tam talking here in Tosfos, right? Rabbeinu Tam talking in Tosfos. He doesn't really say within the Chachamim who the Chachamim hold like. Because when the Chachamim, she's theoretically skila and he's theoretically skila. So like, it doesn't really, it's not necessarily an issue. The Rashba adds to Tosfos that he thinks they hold like Rav Oshia. Says the Rashba, why? Achu shneim shavim ke'echad. They're both killed because they both have skila. So Tosfos himself doesn't say if the Chachamim, maybe this whole Rosh Yonah son doesn't apply to the Chachamim. But he says the Rashba of Mechadish, he's chayav because they are both theoretically skila, and therefore they're shavim ke'echad, and that's why he's chayav. And the Chachamim fit Rav Oshia, and as a matter of fact, the Chachamim say, I'll show you that he gets skila, because they're only chayav, they're both the same Isa. So obviously, they both have to get skila. The Ritva here is a third shot, which this, you have to say that Rav Yaakov, or Idi, and Rav were not really arguing there, they're just having a shakavataria there. The Ritva here is a third shot, I'll just point out. The Ritva says that the question is, he has a noob shot. The question is not whether you're chayav or potter. He seems to assume that he would have to read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not that there's really in the end a machlokes of Yaakov, Bar Abba, and Rav as to what Rav Meir would say. He makes it sound like, in the end, it's clear that Rabbi Meir, that everyone agrees he's chayav misa. In the end, it's clear everyone agrees he's chayav misa. The Ritva has a new girsa. What's his girsa? The Ritva says, the issue is not whether the man is chayav, but whether he is chayav skila if she is ptura. The issue isn't whether he's chayav, whether she's chayav, he's chayav skila if she's ptura. He's a man of chayav. After all, why let the guy off the hook? This guy's a terrible guy. Why did he sleep with this young, married girl?
Is that a consideration? When I was learning with Reuven, I wanted to ask you all along, since I'm preparing, how much is the sensibility important, or is this just learned from texts?
I don't know. It is a great question. The Ritva doesn't say why he rejects everyone
else. I was hoping
else.
You were going to...
The Ritva doesn't say why he rejects everyone else. The advantage of the Ritva clearly is that Misvara, he's not pottering this guy who slept with an 11-year-old married girl, right? Which is like, seems strange to potter. Why? He's not such a bad guy. Sounds to me like he's a pretty bad guy.
But is that because you're a modern person and that's how you're looking at it?
No, what does that do with a modern person?
But the Ritva doesn't say the kind of...
I know the Ritva doesn't say.
But
okay.
You feel that you need to add it?
I don't need to. I just don't move to. Okay. Let me come back to it in a second.
Okay.
Says the Ritva, he says, the issue isn't whether or not he's chayav. The issue is whether or not he's chayav skila. And he says, a chiddush, the machlokes of Yonah and Rav Oshia is not the machlokes in the Rav Chiya Bar Adda and Rav, but the machlokes in the Rav Meir and the Chachamim. He says, this is Rav Yonah's son. He's chayav skila alone. Levado. And this is
No, sorry. And this is Rav Oshia. He's Potter Miskila V'chayev Chenek because she is Petura.
Meaning for him, the question isn't whether or not he gets killed. The question is whether or not he gets Skila. Avadi gets killed. He's an ice farm. He deserves to get. The question is whether or not he gets Skila alone. Rav Yonason says he gets Skila alone. That's the Chachamim. Rav Oshia says, no, he can't get Skila alone. So alone he has to get Chenek. If she's not getting killed, he has to get Chenek. And that is Rav Meir, according to Rav. And he makes it sound like, it's not clear how he reads the Shaka Watari there, but he makes it sound like Rav Yaakov Bar Ada is not taken so seriously. He makes it sound like Rav Yaakov Bar Ada was just having conversation with Rav, and he questioned Rav a little, and he brought up some theoretical discussion of Rav Yonos and Rav Oshia, but he didn't really mean it as a shita, and we don't take him terribly seriously. I don't know. I can't promise you there's no riff in Sanhedrin if he had a different gersa than we do, or if he just understood this whole Rav Yaakov Bar Ada was just a theoretical conversation but wasn't taken very seriously. Because the Rikva here doesn't at all take seriously the possibility of the guy would be Potter. So now the Rikva has to, and here the Rikva seems to sounds like it's not a real shita, although hard to tell. The Ritva doesn't really relate to this. There's no Ritva in Sanhedrin over here. He just ignores that possibility. But here he's fundamentally different than everyone else. Everyone else says Rav Yonos and Rav Oshia is basically the machlokes between Rav Chiya Bar Ada and Rav. And then how to fit Chachamim is a side point. He says the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Meir and doesn't take Rav Chiya Bar Ada seriously at all. The only thing is the Ritva has to change the Gersa in our Gemara. He changed it. He had available to a different Gersa, because our Gemara says Umesu Gam Shneim. Umesu Gam Shneim is talking about which Onesh. That's on the Chenek. Yeah, so Umesu Gam Shneim is talking about Chenek, and according to the Ritva, the whole point of it. Now, according to Rashi and Tosos, the issue is whether he's Chayiv or Potter. So the pasuk can be talking about any Misa. We're interested in whether he's Chayiv or Potter. Right? So you could bring any pasuk. According to the Ritva, we're not interested in whether he's Chayiv or Potter. We're interested in whether he's Chayiv Skila or not. So you need a pasuk about Skila. So he changed it from Umesu Gam Shneim. His curse is Votseisa Es Shneihem. El Shar Va'ir Hahi Uskaltem. Osam Bavanim Vamesu. The pasuk of Skila. So there he just has to have the Girsa of Es Shneihem, not Gam Shneihem, because Es Shneihem is talking about Skila, and for him, our discussion is not whether you kill him or let him live, our discussion is whether we give him Skila or kill him in a slightly different way. Okay, so this is the Machlokes Rishonim here as to what's the basis of what Rav Oshia are really trying to tell us. Again, Rashi says Roshi is trying to tell us, if she doesn't die, he doesn't die. Rabbi Natan says Roshi is telling us, if they theoretically would have different Misas, then no one dies. And the Ritva says, of course he dies. Rav Oshia is just telling us that, if she doesn't die, he doesn't get Skila. But of course he dies. The definitely in terms of common sense, and I don't know what this has to do with modern sensibilities. If I lived 2,000 years ago, I would think that a guy who committed adultery with a 10-year-old girl should get off the hook. I don't think there's anything to do with modern sensibilities.
That happens all the time.
What?
If you don't have two witnesses, you have one witness.
Yeah, it's a technicality. It's a technicality.
It's a technicality.
Right, I'm just saying it's nothing to do with modern sensibilities. Right. The Ritva would say, we never let him off the hook. And Rashi and Tom would say, you know what? Sometimes in the Torah, nothing to do with modern versus old-fashioned, people get off the hook for all kinds of technicalities, even though they're terrible people, and they deserve big punishments. And, I really think no matter when you lived, you're not a tzaddik just because you slept with a 10-year-old married girl instead of a 20-year-old married girl. I don't think it makes you any better of a person in any historical era. It's just a technicality that Rashi would say that since this whole point of this Aveira is that it's an Aveira of two people coming together in something, if those two people together are not in this onesh, then it's a joint punishment and you can't split it up. And according to Tam, it would just be a zero sukkasov that if they theoretically are in different statuses, then their avir doesn't join together, or their onesh can't like come together. If she gets theoretically skila and he gets theoretically skila, then maybe we'll kill him and we'll let her off the hook because she's too young. Because theoretically, at least they have the punishment together. But if she would theoretically get skila and he would theoretically get chenek, then, since they're not a joint punishment, the punishment for adultery has to be joint, because it's a joint act, and therefore, they just get off the hook on a technicality. therefore, they get off the hook on a technicality. Okay, so this is the first part of the end of rather the previous sugya. Now let's move on to the next sugya. Says the next sugya, Iboy lehu tchilas biyakona osof biyakona. Right, when we have Kiddushe Bia, is that the beginning of Bia or the end of Bia? Nafkamina, Kigon, Sheheraba, what's the Nafkamina? After all, who cares? Who cares whether the Tchias Bia was Kone or the Sof Bia was Kone? Right, going in a little or going in all the way? Right, in the end he's Kone. Nafkamina is Gon Sheheraba, Upashiyot, and Kibla Kiddushe Meachir. If after Hera, which is the beginning of Bia, she stuck her hand out and accepted Kedushin from someplace else, and then he finished the Bia. So if Tchilas Bia is Kona, she's married to the first guy. And the fact she took a ring from the second guy is meaningless. If so, if Bia is Kona, then she's married to the second guy. And because the first guy was never Mekadosher, and then the first guy just committed adultery with her. Inami, so that's one of Bina. Inami, the coin Godol, the Gakani Basula with Bia, can a coin Godol marry Basula with Bia? Why? If Tchilas Bia is Kona, then he's marrying her while she's a basula. So it's perfectly mutter. But if Sof Bia is Kone, then first he made her a ba'ula, and then he got to the Sof Bia and married her. By the time he married her, she was a ba'ula, and that's a problem. Of course, it's a little funny, as we shall point out. I would have said a much simpler nafkamina. What would you have said was the nafkamina? Tchilas Bia Kone, Sof Bia Kone. What's the nafkamina? What would you have said?
If he didn't finish,
right? So apparently, then they go with all these more complicated ones. Okay, that's what Ramban says, more or less. Okay, but we'll come back to it. So you might just answer that pasha. They want to give you another nafkamina. They want to give you an nafkamina that's going to tell you the chidushim and also you'll know the pasha things. Okay, or obviously, according to the Rashi Shatz, we'll see a better explanation. But what's the answer? Amar Amim Rishi Rava Kol Abol Daitol Gemar Bia. Okay, Das is always on Gemar Bia. The Gemar Bia is the Iker, and therefore it's the Gemar Bia that's Kone. Okay, so our Gemara is Maskana. The Gemar Bia is Kone. Right. The famous question is from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Men Hamad Beis. What does it say there? That Hara is Kone. Right. It says basically in Yevamos there, it says Hara counts for Kone Darkula. Right. They have this whole chain of. It starts this one pasuk, as the Korah Hera, I need that, and then there's this whole chain of limudim, Zereshavos, and other limudim that extend all arayos and all chayvi lavim, your chayav for Hera, and yibam your konen Hera, and there's isha l'baal minayin. How do you know when isha is acquired to the baal through Hera? Kicha kicha, we learn kicha kicha. So they either kicha kicha from yibam or kicha kicha from arayos. That Hera counts. So it's a flat-out stira. In Yevamos it says Hera, and in Kiddushin it says Sof Bia, which seemingly is very different from Hera. Okay, and there are four answers in Tosos, and there seems to be a fifth one in the Orzarua. The Orzarua, quoting Rinu Chananel. Now, I see here, when the Orzarua quotes Rinu Chananel, there's a one word added in brackets, which means the publisher added one word. So, you know, it makes me a little nervous to know if I'm getting the exact original intention or not. No. But when the Orzer quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, he gives the most technical answer. Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish, and I'll just read it the way it's printed. The Ein Halacha Kedamar Meimer Fei Rava. The Halacha is not like our Sugya. The Chol Abol Daitol Gemar Bia. The Halacha is not like our Sugya. El Barra Kona. The Halacha that Hara is Kona. The Pshiklo Zer Shav Zer Makom. Because that Lord of Zer Shav in this place, the Orzer is talking about Yavos. This place. He's going on Yevamos here. Well, but Zeh Makom Iker, and how does he know to pass like Yevamos against Kiddushin? Because Zeh Makom Iker Zeh Din, because in Yevamos, that's the Iker location of this rule. And therefore, it's more authoritative than Tanya. Her example shall say, Echad Ma'ariv, Echad Gomer Kana, because in the Mishnah, when Tanya Yivan says whether you do Aro or Gomer or Kona, he seems to say it's a little funny, even though Maseches Kiddushin is the Iker Malkum of Kiddushin, says, but Yivamos is the Iker Malkum of Hera, you know, which is his choice of how to frame it, and therefore Yivamos beats Kiddushin, and we possibly Yivamos against Kiddushin. And then he has a second opinion. Afterwards, he says, Velo, which I assume means Veloshon Acher, Veloshon Acher Piresh, and then he says, like the Rivam. But the Rabbi Chanan seems to say, Taket is a Stiretz Machlokas Asugis, Yivamos holds Hera, Kiddushin holds Gmar Bia, and we pass like Yivamos against Kiddushin. Okay, but that is a bit of a Dachlik answer, obviously. None of the other Rishonim gave this answer. Because in Yevamos, you know, it really sounds like it's the most pasha thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And in Kiddushin, it sounds like the most pasha thing in the world. And, you know, it's very dachuk to say that two Gemaras, both of which are explicitly discussing this issue, should just argue with each other and not even know that, not even remember that there's another Gemara elsewhere and that there are other people who hold elsewhere. So that's very dachuk. Rabbi Hanano seems to have said in his first Pirush, that it's just machlokas asugyas, but that's not mainstream at all. Tosos, though, brings four answers. What are the four answers of Tosos? So let us, here we have Kiddushin, Daf Yudam Beis, which says, Kolabol Daitol Gemar Bia. And now we have Yevamos. What was it, Nunheim Beis?
Yes.
Nunheim.
Yeah.
No, I think this is going on to other
Beis
over there at this point.
Oh, Kiddushin.
Oh, Amin Aleph, of course. Amin Aleph over in front of you. Which says that Hera is Koneh. So the last thing you shot is the Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that it's a Machlokes Hasugyos, and he says we just paskin like the Gemara Yevamos, and we don't paskin like the Gemara in Kiddushin. But again, that's not really a mainstream shita at all. The four more mainstream shitas are listed in Tosos. The first, I think, in order of Tosos, the Rash Mishantz, right? Says the Rash Mishantz. What's the yesod of the Rash Mishantz? Don't tell me his answer. Tell me his yesod. What's the yesod of the Rash Mishantz? What? It's totally bedato. Theoretically, Hera, but some people think of Garbia and his raya is from Lashon Arsugya. Arsugya doesn't say only Garbia is a maisa bia. Only Garbia is halachically bia. It says daito. A guy's das is on Garbia. So that's what he says. It says theoretically, Hera is kone, but Stam Das is on the Gemar Bia. And therefore, how does he answer the Stira? Right? He says that our case is a Stam case, a Stam Das on Gemar Bia, but what's the case in Yevamos?
He just did the first, he didn't do anything else.
Exactly. If he was just Hero Pirish, then it's Muchach Didaito is on Hera. Right? And the advantage of the Rashmi Shantz is, now we know why our Gemara didn't say Nafkamina if he started and didn't finish. If he started and didn't finish, there's no Nafkamina. Everybody agrees if he started and didn't finish, then it's Muchach that his Das was on Hera, that he's called a Hera. Then that could be something, is only if he did finish what was his Das. Right? If he did finish what was his Das. So then it's very Medoyik in our Sugya. Why we never said Nafkamina is you didn't finish. No, if you didn't finish, there's no Nafkamina. If you didn't finish, everybody agrees to be as Koda. The something is only if you did finish what was your Das.
But why can't you say if he didn't finish, maybe he changed his mind? And you say that, you know, that's if he finishes.
Okay, good. So that's what the Mishloah Melech discusses, not in the passage before, the part I pointed out, and the Marcheshes also has a long discussion. This, the assumption of the Rashmi Shantz is that we don't suspect that someone changed his mind, because ben astam, a person doesn't change their mind about these things. But this is a big, well, you know what? Let me come back to that in a second. The Rivam. right? Or Tosus, he's sometimes the Rivam, he's sometimes the Ritzvam, right? In our Tosus, it's the Rivam. In the Yer Zeror, we just read the Ritzvam, because he's Rav Yitzchak, right? Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Meir, so he could go either way. So, but our Tosus calls him the Rivam. But yeah, if you see Ritzvam, same exact person. So the Rivam.
It's the same yisod.
Exactly. Same yisod as the Rashbi Shatz. Theoretically, the Gemara in the Yevamos is talking about theoretically, Hera is Konex. That's a Chaloshim Bia. But a Stam person's Nas is to wait till Gemar Bia. Just how does he explain the Gemara? Our Gemara is a Stam case. And what does he say? What Kim does he give for the Gemara Yevamos?
He says, okay.
Exactly. Piresh Sharotza Liknos Behara. Right, so that's theoretically, if the guy wants to, he can be Kona Behara. However, a Stam person only wants to be Kona Big Marbia. So what Morty brought up a little earlier is there's a big machlokus among the Achronim. Are the Ritzvam and the Rashbi Shatz the exact same Shita? Or do they argue on each other? Right, because they're definitely the same Yisod. So most Rishonim here assume they're the exact same Shita. They just gave two different examples. Now they have the same Yisod, and one gave one example, and gave another example. But they didn't mean to argue with each other. They just meant to illustrate their Yisod, and they picked different illustrations. Right? That's why if you look in the Ritva and the Ran and the Rush, they quote this as one Shita. They don't quote it as two Shitas. They quote it as one Shita, which says, well, a Stam case, your Das is Marbia, but if you were Hera and Pirish, or if you... I hope I did not confuse people. Pirish here means separate. Pirish here means explicate.
Would you really be Parash?
Ah, anyway, I hope I didn't confuse it. Too total coincidental. Here it just means he withdraws from the Maisadiyah, and here it means he just says something very explicitly. But there's two different examples of the same Yisod. The Mishnah Melech is Mesopic about this. So let's just make ourselves a little box. I think it's Pashut. You know, with a lot of very fancy acrobatics, you could disagree. all the Achronim think it's Pashut. The Rash agrees to the Rivam. The Rash agrees to the Rivam. After all, if the guy said he wanted Kona Behara, why not? Morty's question is, does the Rivam agree to the Rash? So the Ritva, the Rush, and the Ran say yes, and it's all one Shita. The Mishnah Lamelech, in that same Mishnah Lamelech, just not that paragraph that I put on the Makarah sheet, he goes back and forth. His Maskana seems to be no to the Morty's reason. No, because maybe his das was for the Gemar, and then he changed his mind. Meaning, maybe his das really is Bekonim Marbia. So if his das was Bekonim Marbia, why did he withdraw after the Hera? All of a sudden he changed his mind, decided he didn't like her anymore. His das Bekonim Marbia? That's the question. You say you like Bilsma Freya, right? So the Rash says, if he was Hera and then withdrew, obviously he intended to Bekonim Behera. And the Ritva, the Rash, and the Ran assume the Rivam would agree and they're all one Shita. But the Mishnah says, no, the Rivam does agree with the Rash. If he was Hera and then withdrew but didn't say anything, maybe he intended to go to Marbia and then got turned off by something and decided he didn't like her anymore. And they're not married. Only if he said, then. So, this machlokes in the Mishnah Melech versus the Rishonim, seems to be, in the Das of the Rivam, about Morty's question, the Rash assumes that it's just unlikely he changed his mind in such a short amount of time, and that was probably his intention all along. But it could be the Rivam doesn't agree with the Rash, because he says, no, maybe he originally intended to do a full Bia and then changed his mind. Okay, that's an open question. The third sheet in Tosos is Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam's Yesod? What?
We're all talking about Ha'ara.
Exactly. It's all talking about Ha'ara, right? Gemar Bia in our Sugya means Gemar Ha'ara. Meaning, there is no Havamina, much less Maskana anywhere, that you need a full Bia to go in all the way. No, no one would have thought that after all. That Gemara Yevamos is based on Psukim. Psukim is Yerushalva, we know Ha'ara is Kona Ishalavala. So our Gemara must be following the Gemara Yevamos. I don't mean because Kedushin comes in Shas after Yevamos. I mean because Yevamos is based on Psukim and our Gemara is just a conversation of Saras. So first you know the Psukim. So it's obvious Ha'ara. So what's the suffix in our Gemara? The suffix in our Gemara is Tchilas Ha'ara or Gemara Ha'ara. That's within Ha'ara. You can have a suffix Tchilas Ha'ara, Gemara Ha'ara, and the Maskana is Gemara Ha'ara.
Exactly, similar with Rabbeinu Hananel, the main sugya is sugya Yevamos.
Correct, but that's only very partial similarity. So here it means that Ha'ara is Kona, and here our Gemara is just saying Gemar Ha'ara. It's this sugya is more general, Ha'ara, and our sugya is more specific. Our sugya is specific within that sugya. Gemar Ha'ara, not Tchilas Ha'ara. Okay, in which case there's no steam at all. That Gemara is the general point of Ha'ara. And our Gemara is within Ha'ara, clearing which part of Ha'ara, Gemar or Tchila. Now, Tosas points out that there's a machlokas, Amorah, in a few places. What's the definition of Ha'ara? Is it Nishikas Eiver, meaning the bare touching? Right? The touching of the genitals of the man and the woman, as long as it's a tiny touching, that's Ha'ara. So says, no, Rabbeinu Tam can't hold that, because then there's no tchila of a self. The bare touching is, by definition, momentary. Rather, hachnasa satara. If here is a picture of the aver of the man, there's the main part, then there's the top, and there's an atara, like a crown, around there. And when the atara goes in, that's called Ha'ara. And Tos says it must be that Rabbeinu Tam talking about achnas atara. He's within the manara that Ha'ara means achnas atara, because then it's shayach to have tchila v'sof. Now, within Rabbeinu Tam, there's some confusion, as we see in the Mishnah Melech, as to what Rabbeinu Tam's suffix was and what he meant by tchilas Ha'ara and what he meant by sof Ha'ara, right? And what Rabbeinu Tam was all about. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah Melech was just pashut wrong on this. He himself leaves himself in Tzarech Iyun. He just didn't have a copy of... He didn't have all the Rishonim in front of him, and he certainly didn't have a copy of Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam to see the more original formulation. But, let's just ask, what does Rabbeinu Tam mean? What is Rabbeinu Tam saying the suffix is? The suffix our sugya is Tchilas Ha'ara or Gemar Ha'ara? What is the nature of that suffix? So the Mishnah Melech, although he admits this is hard to figure it out, he says the machlokas is what is the one moment that defines Bia? Tchilas Ha'ara or Sof Ha'ara? What is the one moment that defines Bia? Tchilas Ha'ara or Sof Ha'ara? What's the tchil of a Sof? When Ha'ara is Tachlas Zatara. So don't we know the moment is Tachlas Zatara? So what does the Mishnah Melech say? What is the Rabbeinu Tam? If here we have Tchilas Ha'ara, and here we have, or Sof, or Gemar, right? The Argamar used the Lashon in the beginning Sof, and then the end Gemar, so I could use either one, or Sof Ha'ara. So the Mishnah Lamelech, although again, I think this is a mistake, says the Sofik is, what is the one moment that defines Bia? So he says that the moment of Bia is Hachnosas Tchilas HaTorah, or whether the moment of Bia is Hachnosas Sof HaTorah. After all, the HaTorah has a length, not a very large one, right? But There's the beginning of the Atara going in and the end of the Atara going in. So that's the suffix of our Gemara. Do you say Tchilas, in the beginning of the Atara goes in, that's Bia? Or no, Bia is when the Sof of the Atara goes in. And there might be some fraction of a second between the going in, I mean, it could be as long as you want, between going in the Tchilas Atara and the Sof Atara. Theoretically, there could be a long delay. And the Maskana is Sof Atara. That's how the Mishnah Melech reads Rabbeinu Tam. That there's a moment of Bia, and that moment is either beginning of Hara or end of Hara, and the Maskana is the end of Hara, and Hara is Achlas HaTorah, so it's either the beginning of the Achlas HaTorah, when the first Mashu of the Atara goes in, or the end of Achlas HaTorah, when the last Mashu of the Atara goes in. And then he points out that this is a little difficult, because if we're defining the moment of Bia, then why is that only a suffix in Maseches Kiddushin about Kol Adayibol Daito Marbiya? Like, why don't we want to know for Yibam when the moment of Yibam is? And for Arayos, when the moment of Bin Chayiv Misa is? After all, what if the guy put it, you know, it was Machnes, the Tchilas HaTorah, not the Sof HaTorah in Arayos? We want to know whether to stone him or not.
Why do we assume automatically that this is not the same definition?
We could, but then he says that it's funny that we talk about Das, after all, if we're defining the moment of Bia. Now you could say, okay, because Bia is defined by Das Bnei Adam. You know, but it's sort of funny that it's only in Kedushin. It could be. But if you look in the way the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam, clearly that's not what they understand. I mean, if you look in the Sefer Yashar, that's clearly not what he meant. What did the real Rabbeinu Tam mean? He says, the machlokas isn't what the moment of Bia is. What's the machlokas?
Whether it's Bia Shoko, Lo Shalo Kadarka. Whether this is this parsho.
No. You're in a tangent. He points out, the machlokas is Yeshno Lebia Mitzchilu Yatsof or Ein Lebia El Levasof. What do I mean by this? Here he's very, very clever. Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. That it's a chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam is very clever. there's a sugya many places in Shas which wants to know when you have a process that takes time.
Schiros.
Yes, schiros the tchilu v'etzof, right? We have an arm mesechet or shchitim tchilu v'etzof is a big deal in a few places in Shas. You have a process that takes time. It doesn't count till you finish. That's clear. It doesn't count till you finish. That's why shechita is a good example, right? You have to cut most of the cut in the veshet. It doesn't count till you finish. If you don't finish, you haven't shechted. It's called an avedah. But once you finish, do we say the shechita was at the moment of finishing? Okay. Or do we say, l'mafreya, the shechita was a long process that occurred the whole time? Right? So when you have a process that takes time, is that Chal only at the moment you finish, or no, it's really a consider shechita the whole time. And then there are many nafkaminas for this, right? There are certain halachas that apply to shechita, and you want to know, you know, when those halachas apply. Do they apply only at the last minute, or do they apply the whole time? So he says, what's the suffix according to Rabbeinu Tam? Let me make this very clear. This Manda Omer says, the tchila is not tchilas achlas tatar and sof achlas tatar, but this is nishikas eiver, and this is hachnasa satar. But you can't say the suffix is whether B is nishikas eiver, the first beer touching, or hachlas tatar, because we know we're only even the madamer haraz achlas tatar. So Rabbeinu Tam says no, the machlokas is that do we say the Bia equals the last moment, which is Achlas HaTorah? Meaning, how do you view everything until Achlas HaTorah? So, maybe one possibility is that everything until then is just preparation, is just practice. So the moment of Achlas HaTorah is the Bia. Bia is momentary. Until then, you're just preparing. Afterwards, you're already finished. That moment of Achlas HaTorah is Bia. Bia takes a moment. Or do we say, no, Bia is a process. Bia goes from the beginning of the connection through the Achlas HaTorah. And we say that, no, that the Bia is
the entire process until Hachnasas Atara.
I apologize, I did not leave myself enough space. That's the suffix called Yeshnal Bia Mitchil Gatsof or Ein Lubi El Vasof. That's the suffix in our Gemara. It's not called Bia till you do Hachnasas Atara.
Kol HaTorah?
What?
Kol HaTorah? It's not clear.
It's not clear and he doesn't care. It's not called Bia till you do Hachnasas Atara. Mistama Kol. Mistama. The question is, once you do Hachnasas Kol HaTorah, do we say you only did Bia in that last second of Hachnasas HaTorah? Do we say, no, now you've done Bia all along? If it takes 10 seconds to get to Hachnasas HaTorah, did you do Bia for 10 seconds? Or no, you, for 9.5 seconds, just prepared for Bia, and then the last half second was the Bia. That's the suffix in our Gemara. Do we say, now, according to Mintam also works out, why do you say enough me as if he didn't finish? No, if you didn't finish Hachnasas HaTorah, you didn't do Bia. Question just, if you did Hachnasas HaTorah, do we say now the whole process is called Bia? Or do we say only the last moment of Hachnasas HaTorah is called Bia? That's the real Pashup shot. And that's the Pashup shot in Ravina Tam. I didn't give, let's give myself a little more room here, right? Suffolk of our Gemara is if and only if he finished the Hachnasas HaTorah, did Bia start from Neshikas Eiver? Did it start from the very beginning or start and end with Hachnasas HaTorah? Do we say it's only the moment of Hachnasas HaTorah is important, everything before that is not Bia? Or no, once you finish the Bia, the whole thing was one long Bia. That's the suffix according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Even within Rabbeinu Tam, there's different definitions of what's considered a Bia, right? Because by the suffix going all in the Gemara. So I mean, there is some sort of Bia with just Nishika Seva, it's just not the Bia that we're discussing here. I don't know how that works. So, can I explain a little bit more?
Okay, so So this is Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let me get back to that in a second. And again, where does he get this idea that when you have a process that needs to be done a certain amount, you then have the right to ask a question? Is only that last bit called the Maisa, or is the whole thing called the Maisa as long as you get to where you need to get? Right. He gets that from Yeshanel Shechita and other things we speak about. So it's exactly the same as Shechita. I mean, very physically different than Shechita, but conceptually it's the same as Shechita. You have to keep going till you hit the roof. You have to keep going till you hit a certain line. When you hit that line, is only crossing that line called Shechita? Or now Lamafreya, the whole process is called Shechita. Here also, to be called a Bia, you have to keep going until you hit a line of Hachnasas HaTorah. Once you hit that line, it's only crossing that line called Bia, which is the Maskana of our Gemara, called the Bol Daikdol Gemara Bia. Or is the whole process Lamafreya called Bia? Yonatan points out that the main weakness of Rabbeinu Tam here, they ask, is, hold on a second, in which case we paskin kol bol daikdol gemar bia, which means that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mekadesh b'bia, because by the time he gets to the gemar bia, right, we paskin only that last crossing the line of Hachnasas HaTorah is called bia. Everything until then is called preparation. So by the time he does that last crossing line, she's already ba'ula. So everyone asks Rabbeinu Tam, what do you mean she's already ba'ula? He didn't put in the Atari yet. What would make her ba'ula? He didn't break anything yet. So
that's a problem for everyone, not just Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, even
no, for everyone else, Gemar Bia means that go all the way in. In which case, she's already ba'ula from Hachnasas HaTorah.
Okay.
For everyone else, Gemar Bia means all the way in. In which case, I'll buy this.
Because look, for example, so even for the Rivah, so once you do a full Bia, but still, she was considered a ba'ula at in Fanishika Sever, or Hachnasas HaTorah.
Exactly, and therefore it's Asur, which is the Maskana.
Okay, but that means there's two sorts of Bia even within the Rivah. There's a Bia that makes you a ba'ula, which is only
no, but according to the Rivah, we already know that. There's what's theoretically called a Bia and what you want to use. We already know these two things. There's what's really theoretically called it, what's physically a Bia, and what you mentally decide to use. Physically, Hachnasas HaTorah is Bia, you mentally want Gemar Bia. So that's no Chiddush. According to the Tam, it's a little Dachuk, which is that If he says the Gemara means Hachnas Satara, then what's the problem with the Kohen Gadol? She was a Ba'ula before Hachnas Satara? So there are different answers. Rav Chanan takes a different approach, but Rabbeinu Tam, in the Sefer Yashar himself, says that a big chiddush, that Taka, she's a Ba'ula before Hachnas Satara. Which is strange, because usually...
I know she's Ba'ula, but she's Psula.
Right, or at least Le'inyin Kohen Gadol, and he points out, Le'inyin Kohen Gadol, we have very high standards. It's not... even if Le'inyin Kohen Gadol, we have very high standards... Even if it wasn't a normal maisabia by the standards of Kol Torah Kula, as long as there was some sexual content, we still consider her to be not good enough for a Kohen Gadol, and that's a big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, because it's not really like the Gedder via anywhere else in the Torah. It's not like anything else in the Torah. He says Neshigas Eiver makes her possible Kohen Gadol. That's a big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and I admit that's dachuk, because it's not a getter we normally find. He seems to think that there's some special rule, maybe based on the drasha. There's a drasha that you need kol b'sul sakayim by Kohen Gadol.
But it's not even penetrating.
Yeah, okay. So I'll leave as just a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The only thing I would add is that maybe it's based on the fact that when you're almost darshins, that you need kol b'sul hakayim. That there's a higher level called kol b'sul, which would make its own unique getter.
Doesn't he say that?
But he doesn't say Sof Eber is Hachmas Satara. So he's not like...
But you can create that soul really quickly.
No, because for him, once So Gemar Bia is Hachnasas Kol Eiver,
okay, but then Tchilas Bia is just considered.
No, but he never says that's when she becomes Psula Lekohen Gadol. You just made that up. Could be she only became Psula Lekohen Gadol Hachnas Satar.
So she had Bia, but she was Psula.
She had Tchilas Bia. Yeah, but Tchilas Bia is the Maskan of her, so that Tchilas Bia is insignificant, right?
The God be what?
Aha. Okay. Fair enough. Okay, let's leave that.
That's the suffix of it.
Yeah, okay. It could be he possibly in general have raised the Shikas Eber, in which case maybe everything would be different. Okay, let's just look at the last answer. The last answer is the Rif and Rav Nissim Gaon. Rav Nissim Gaon, Korban Tosos, and the Rif. By the way, Agav, just in terms of Shitas, who should we add? We should point out that the Bahag is quoted in the Tosos Riazak and the Ramban and all the Rishonim as agreeing with the Rivan. Right, and Rabbeinu Hananel seems to say that as his Lo, which I assume should be Lishna Achrina, as his second answer. Right, so apparently floating around with the Olim were two answers. Rav Nissim Gaon, which then went down to the Rif, and the Bahag, and the Rabbeinu Hananel, the second answer, which then was also said or went down to Lashon Acher, Lashon Achrina, said like Rivan. Okay, what does Rav Nissim Gaon in the Rif say? What's their basic ha?
It's after Kiddushin.
That, the two sugyas are talking about two totally different things, right? Our sugyas is talking about Kiddushin, and the Gemara Yevamos is talking about Nisuin. And therefore, there's no steer in the first place. One is Kiddushin, one is Nisuin. They can have different rules, right? One is Kiddushin and one is Nisuin. What are Gemara's talking about Kiddushin? That's obvious, right? How do they know that Gemara is talking about Nisuin? What makes them think that Gemara is talking about Nisuin?
It's more similar to
Yibum.
It's more similar to Yibum when there's a pre-existing relationship. That's what the Rif says.
That's what the Ramban says on there. The Rif actually says that?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Also, there's an interesting diuk, which seems to be... it seems to be implicitly shown. Isha Labala...
The Rif doesn't even say that we learn from Yibum anyway. It just says Kicha Kicha. It doesn't say from where. The Ramban says that he learns it from... It's
no, but the Rif says, how do we know it's talking about Nisuin there? Because it's like Yibum in that she already has a mixed Kenyan. Also, Isha Libala, I think the way the Rif of Nissim Gaon read, what is Isha Libala? Not a woman, if you read it very technically, a woman to her husband.
Right.
What do you mean to her husband? He's not her husband yet. Sounds like she's already her husband, and then he's being kona her. So, how is he already her husband being kona her? Must be already at Eresin, and now he's doing Nisuin.
You have the Lashon Kicha also by Nisuin.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Okay, so anyway, they say that Gemara is dealing with the Suin, and therefore it is similar to Yibam, maybe Isha Lib Baal, means he's already her Baal, and then he's being Kona. How can he be Kona if he's already the Baal? It must be he already did Eversin, and now he's doing Nisuin. Of course, the tricky part is the Lashon of Kicha, right? Where is the Lashon of Kicha?
Kiddushin.
Of the Kicha means Kiddushin, right? That's our...
They found the puzzle that's...
Oh, different theories, right? Meaning, that's what does Tosos say, Rav Nissim Gaon? Tosos says, what do you mean? It's kicha kicha. Kicha is kedushin, as Tosos says. Rav Nissim Gaon, tirits ayni ayach v'dal yoso rav v'nesu v'kum v'chop alach v'kedushin v'kashin v'kushol. The kicha kicha gabi kedushin k'siv lo mayim v'chop aklal. Kicha doesn't mean nisuin. Kicha means kedushin. So how do they get kicha to mean nisuin? So here it gets a little tricky, because right, ki yikach ish isha. We know. How do we interpret ki yikach as isha? Ish isha. It's referring to
kedushin.
Which kind of kedushin even?
Kesef.
Kedushin kesef b'chor. And if you want to say it's a general lashon, it means all the three kinds of kedushin b'seder. But how can you say kicha means chopa if it's talking about kedushin kesef? So that is why Tosos rejects Rav Nissim Gaon. However, there is many ways that the Rishonim answer this. Excuse me. There's many ways the Rishonim answer this. Where is Kicha by Nisuin? That's Tosos' question. So, where's Kicha by Nisuin? So here we have a few different answers. The Ramban says to defend the Rif, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uv'ala means Ki Yikach Ish Kedushin. Uv'ala is Nisuin. Right now, L'chora, that would be better for Rabbi Yochanan than Rebbe, right? Rebbe says Uv'ala is Kedushin Bia. But maybe Rabbi Yochanan says Ki Yikach Ish Isha is Kedushin Kesef. And Be'ula's Baal is Kedushin Dia. So what's ki yikach ish isha uva ala? So maybe that's referring to nisuin. That's not clear. It's not clear according to Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, it's not clear that we want to box ourselves into Rabbi Yochanan here, right? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do we learn from uva ala? He says, you can't learn kedusha bia from uva ala, because then I would have thought you needed kesef and bia. So you learn Kiddushe Bia from Bula's Baal. So what does Ba'ala do for us in the end? The Gemara keeps asks, make sure to know what Bula's Baal does in the end for everyone, but doesn't explicitly say what Ba'ala does in the end for everyone, does it? So what?
Isn't it
Remind? Bivayin Amivriya, right. So if it's Remind Amivriya, then you're in trouble. That's the, right. Okay, good point. That's the Rashba's Kasha. So here...
This one keep the hay.
What?
This one keep the hay. Like they say the hay is extra.
That Ubal is really referring to Nisuin. And even though that's not what it sounds like from here, right? Let's see. My Ubal is Mami the Tarti, and then they never say what Yochanan thinks. Efsher.
We definitely say from Ubal over Mamai. Okay. That the rest is prepared.
We're going to need some more space. Who's in charge of. Okay, let's just try to fill this in, and then maybe let's erase what's not about our sugya. Okay, we'll see. Maybe we can make another suggestion for the Rambam, but, and maybe even for some other Mishonen, but here we have the Shita of Rav Nissim going, and the Rif, right? By the way, who agrees for Rav Nissim Gaon and the Rif, although he might agree to more than that.
The Rambam.
So what does the Rambam say? In Perek Gimel, he says, Kiddushin is Marbiya. Mm-hmm. And in Perek Yod, he says, Mefurash, Nisuin is Hara. Now, what's interesting about the Rambam? He agrees with Nissim Gaon and the Rif, but what does the Tosef Rizak and the Mani Mishnah say? He also agrees to the Rivam.
He does.
Because in the many Gersos of the Rambam, it says, Mistama Daitol Gemar Bia. Which implies that Mistam is Dasa Gemar Bia. But, you know, Mistam Dasa Gemar Bia, but if he says otherwise, he says otherwise. That's a little funny. If you, none of the manuscripts of the Rambam, or hardly any manuscripts of the Rambam have the word Mistama. But the Rishonim had Mistama. Right, the Magen Mishnah had it in Tosri Yazakin, so that's very unclear whether the Mistama is the real Gersa in the Rambam.
What's the Gersa we have in our... It doesn't have the word Mistama?
What?
Mekadesh Bebiya, Mistama, that... It doesn't have that...
The manuscripts of the Rambam don't.
Oh.
The medieval manuscripts of the Rambam don't have Mistama. Oh. But the Magen Mishnah and the Tosri Yazakin had Mistama. Right, the Tosri Yazakin says the Rambam wrote like the Rivam and like Rav Nissen Gog. If we look at the Rambam, and the Ulai, the Rambam, right? And again, usually if the manuscripts don't have a word, you would say it's not there. If some, you know, Achron had the word 700 years later, but we're here where the Magen Mishnah had this word, and Sosri Yazakin had this word, so they're the same time as the manuscripts. Like, you know, you could trust the Magen Mishnah as much as a manuscript from the time of the Magen Mishnah. Right? So it's very unclear. But if the Rambam added the word Mistama, that clearly seems to imply something along the lines of the result, right? Mistama daito al gemar biya, unless he says otherwise. Right? That's why you would add the word Mistama. Otherwise, why add the word Mistama? Why not just quote the Gemara? So if you trust the Magen Mishnah and the Tosri Yazakin, then the Rambam is saying two answers. He's saying the Rav Nissim Gaon, and he's saying the Rivam. Why did he need to say two answers? We'll try to explain. The Lacha Mishnah deals with it, but we'll try to explain a little better. But let's first ask two questions on the Rav Nissim Gaon and the Rif. One problem is, where does it say Kicha referring to Nisuin? By the way, one chiddush here is that who even says that Bia does Nisuin? All over Shas, what accomplishes Nisuin? Chuppah. And Chuppah is definitely not Bia. All over Shas says Chuppah is not Bia. Nifl Chuppah v'lo nifl. So, first chiddush is that Bia is a means of Nisuin. Right, this surprised the Ramban and the Ritva, because after all, what do we say about a guy who does Bia after Kiddushin? Right? Call ourselves Beis Chamav, right? We're Makos Omakos Marvis. It's an Aveira to do Bia instead of Chuppah. So how come we say Bia is Nisuin? It's the opposite of Nisuin, it's Nos. So basically everyone ends up agreeing with the Rambam here, except for the Gro, we'll get to in the next sugya. That no, there's two kinds of Bia after Erisin. If you do Bia just for fun after Erisin, that's an Isser of Bol ourselves Beis Chamav, and you get Makos Marvis. If you do Bia for the shame Nisuin after Erisin, and that's an alternate mode of Nisuin. You can do Chuppah or Bia. So meaning if the guy says, I'm not ready to live together yet and to support you and to have to pay rent on an apartment and whatever, I mean, they say, no, but, you know, I just want to do some, enjoyable activity, then that's Bolo Sos Beis Chum if he gets Malkus. But if he says, no, I'm ready to start living together as man and wife and Meshek Meshutaf and I'm going to pay the bills and I'm going to pay rent and I'm a responsible guy, I just don't have a chuppah handy, so instead we'll do bia. But it's l'shem living together as man and wife from now on, then that's a mitzvah. That's a valid means of nisuin. And hurrah.
So that wouldn't that, I mean, we were talking about it. Wouldn't this come in then, and with people who live together without chuppah, without kiddushin, but without chuppah also, isn't that tantamount to nisuin that require a get b'chomer then?
Well, tantamount to Nisuin, maybe. The question is tantamount to Kiddushin.
Well, can you have Nisuin without having a previous Kiddushin? Maybe.
No, you can't have Nisuin without Kiddushin. No. Or at the very least, there's no Halos in Nisuin without Kiddushin. The only question is whether
there's Kiddushin. The first Bia would have to be L'shem Kiddushin.
Right. And that's what we discussed last time, of Henkin, etc. But the mainstream approach is that maybe they have something similar to Nisuin, but they don't have Kiddushin. And that's why, meaning I could do Nisuin as many times as I want. I mean, according to Rav Huna, Chuppah is Kiddushin, but that's Chuppah. But, you know, if I just live together without Kiddushin, that's not a problem. So, number one, where did Seikich is referring to Nisuin? The second question we want to ask is,
what is the svara to differentiate between kiddushin and nisuin? Right?
What's the svara? Why should there be a difference in kiddushin and nisuin? So, where does the kicha and what's the svara? So, here we have here we have a few different answers. The Ramban gives something that the Rashba points out. I didn't put the Rashba on the Makoros, but it's very difficult. And I'm not going to convince Yonatan of how to work out this Ramban, mostly because I'm not going to convince myself. The Ramban says in...
I think this one doesn't have the Ramban.
What? This one doesn't have this part?
Yeah, I had to get a different one off the shelf to get that.
Yeah. Oh, that's peculiar.
Ika. He says, okay,
so what did the Ramban say?
Says the Ramban, ki yikach uba'ala equals kiddushin v'nisuin.
And he seemed to interpret ba'ala as nisuin, which is a little funny because the Gemara, that's the Rashi, the Gemara in the Testament is interpreted by Allah as Kiddushin. Ki Yikach is Kiddushin Kasef, and Ba'Allah is Kiddushin Bia. According to Rabbi, Ba'Allah is the marker of Kiddushin Bia. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'Allah is telling you Kiddushin through Bia, but not Amavrita through Bia.
But it still avoids the issue that doesn't turn the Kuchin into the Suin.
That the Kicha is still...
Is still the Kuchin, the wrong Kiddushin.
Right.
So how does this help? I didn't understand.
Okay. So this is still going to be a little tricky because, what do you mean? But ki yikach is still... no, he would say this. What does ki yikach uba'ola means? It means, let me say a little better. Is ki yikach ubiya acharkach is Allah, and therefore the kicha, well obviously this drush of kicha is not on the kesef, there's no hera and sof tchila and tchilas bia by kesef, so it must be that you take the kicha and put it on the bia afterwards and show that it's on the bia afterwards. This is a little tricky, I admit, because A, you're taking it and putting it on something else, and B, that's not how we interpret Uba'ala. Uba'ala in Daf Testament B seems to be talking about Kiddushin, does not seem to be talking about Nisuin. Unless you want to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about Nisuin, and when it's Ma'idam Evriya, it's saying Bia is Kona for Nisuin, but Bia is not Kona for Amma Evriya. Right? So that's what you have to say. You have to say a big Chiddush. This is a Chiddush. Shemayri b'nisuin v'lo kiddushin, but it could be. But if a ma'id am evriya, it's not saying it works for kiddushin and not am evriya. It's saying it works for nisuin and not am evriya. The Tosfos Shoshanim in Yevamos says something similar, but without having to get into Ba'ala.
What is the Tosfos Shoshanim? I think it's reading the Sano in the Tosfos Shoshanim in Yevamos. Tosfos Shoshanim is just the fine print on the side in Yevamos. He says, ki yikach equals kiddushin kesef.
Ubala equals kiddushin bia. Ki yikach is kiddushin kesef. So what do we see? We see that kiddushin kesef is behera. But how can kiddushin kesef be behera? There's no hera in the kesef. Must be v'nisuin after kiddushin kesef is behera.
Right, this kiddushin kesef, and darshu hera'a b'kiddushin kesef, but there's no hera'a in giving kesef. Oh, bevadai mairi benisuin achar kidushe kasef. So it's very similar to the Ramban
in that it's working off this pasuk ki yikach, excuse me, which means kidushe kasef. Just how do we get to the fact that it's nisuin after kidushe kasef? The Ramban says uva Allah is referring to nisuin after kidushe kasef, so it brings it to the pasuk. And Rav Nissal says no, uva Allah is kidushe bia. It's just misvara. If Hera is connected to Kedusha Kesef, it must be the Bia after Kedusha Kesef.
Can we use one word for multiple Kedusha Shabbos?
Apparently you can.
I mean, that sounds like exactly what Rebbe just told us.
Right. Lechora, yes, even though then you get into the issue of mufna, meaning it doesn't bother me being karon to have more than one xer shava from one word. That you have. The question is, you need to be available, like when do you need xer shava to be in use for something else, when not? Let's assume we can work out. Okay. Now, this is one derech. But they're basically sticking with this pasuk ki yikach, which is difficult because, you know, ki yikach is kedusha kesef. How do you get from there? Ki yikach is kedusha. How do you get from Kedushin to Nisuin? So either through Uva'ala, or since it's Kesef, you have to like push the Hera off to the tomorrow. And that's Nisuin. The Me'iri, and all the Achronim and Arsugya say the same as the Me'iri and Yavavas. They didn't have Me'iri. So all the Achronim and Arsugya are dissatisfied. But the Me'iri says, no, it must be a different Pasuk. What different Pasuk does he have available? He finds two Pesukim. What does the Me'iri say?
Here's the Motzi Shemra Pasuk.
He says, either Motzi Shemra. It says, what does it say? Ki yikach ish isha uvai leha usneya. Right? Motzi Shemra says, ki yikach ish isha. And that's clearly referring to after Nisuin. I mean, the word ki yikach is not specifically referring to Nisuin, but it's mistaber because A, we don't darshan that ki yikach for kedushin, and B, Motzi Shemra is only after Nisuin. Or another pasuk, which is the best pasuk, right? What else does the Me'iri say? The orche mulchama, right?
Yeah.
What does it say there? Asher eras isha v'lo lakacha. There, clearly, what does kicha not mean?
No, they're doing different. Kicha ishi isha chadash alu yitzei bat tzava.
Oh.
She has to be nesua.
Oh, that's what he quotes?
It's from the Makne.
I'm in the Me'iri, I'm not in the Makne.
No, it's the same idea, isn't it?
It's the same idea, but I'm going to be... I'm allowed to quote the Me'iri. That was on the Makorah sheet. And he came first. But you're right, it is the same idea. What I like about the Me'iri better than the Makne is... the Makne is also right, it's just not as explicit. How do we know Lakicha here means Nisuin and not Kedushin?
Because she already
hit it. It's Eirasi Shah below Lakacha. Lakicha is clearly something after Eirasin. So then, now it's true in the Makna's Pasuk also, because Alpi Torah Shabbat Pet, we dart that it only refers to Nisuin.
Interesting.
But, and even in Torah Shabbat Chasav, it's Mukhat that it only refers to Nisuin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so therefore, basically, either you take the Kicha of Kedushin Kesef and turn that into Nisuin, or you find a different Kicha in the Me'iri. Right? That's the four answers that I found mefurish in the Rishonim. Okay, what is the svara to differentiate between Kedushin and Nisuin? according to all these explanations we've just given, right? Primarily it's Xeris HaGossip, right? Can I have the
Rabban back for one second? I apologize. Now I remember where it is. Give me half a second.
According to
one approach is Xeris HaKosov, where we have four possibilities. You can call it three, you can call it four, I don't really care. Right,
you can call it random rather than three or four. Right, we have three or four possibilities where the Xeris HaKosov. It could be just the Xeris HaKosov that the standards of Bia for Kedushin are different from the standards of Bia for Nisuin. There's a gzeiras hakasav in suin is behara. There is no gzeiras hakasav that kiddushin is behara. Because kiddushin kasav was learned either from the word of Allah or from the word of ulas baal, which do not have any drusha. It's a gzeiras hakasav that nisuin is learned from hicha kicha, that it's a drusha of herad, while by kiddushin, which is learned from uba Allah or ba'ulas baal, has no drusha and normal bia is marbia. There's no drusha and kolabol daitol marbia, not kol mekadesh. Stam bia is marbia unless you have a drusha to make it harah. So that's one approach. One approach is gzeiras hakasav. It's a gzeiras hakasav that there's a difference in kiddushin and nisuin. Why? Because when you learn thing above ulas baal or ba'ala, you don't have a drusha, and then it's left in the das b'nei adam where everyone knows the word bia means marbia, and every person thinks of bia as marbia. Even before the Torah, everyone thought of bia as marbia. But by nisuin, you have a drusha of kicha kicha. Again, it's ironic that we start a whole masechet with kicha of kiddushin, but yet when it comes to bia, kicha only refers to nisuin. But you work it out somehow, right? and therefore, you have a drush of hera. With this gzeiras hakasav is not an arbitrary gzeiras hakasav that makes no sense, right? This gzeiras hakasav does make a certain degree of sense. How does the gzeiras hakasav make sense? Because kiddushin, you're strangers beforehand. Adam, you're literally strangers. You might have known each other for many years, but you have no halachic relationship. In Kiddushin, you have no relationship. So in order to forge a relationship, yesh me'ayim, two people have nothing to do with each other legally, and all of a sudden want to become man and wife, you have to do a strong act, a full act of bia. However, once you already have Kiddushin, then you're just finishing the continuing the relationship, okay? To just continue the relationship, then any amount of bia is good enough. And that makes a lot of sense, particularly if we understand that all kiddushin sort of had nisuin built into it anyway, right? The Rav once said that nisuin is really built into kiddushin. It's not like there's kiddushin and there's a new thing called nisuin. No, there's kiddushin, which includes nisuin. There's just a delay period, because after all, a guy could say, "Harayim kadesh li amanasha in lecha alai shirksus va'ona." Does an arusa get shirksus va'ona, or only in a sua? Only Nesua. So why does he make the Tanai share his phone in the Kiddushin? Because the Nesuin, it comes out of the power of the Kiddushin. Right? So really, the Kiddushin is doing all the work. The Nesuin is just that last step that the Kiddushin already said there's going to be two stages. Then the Nesuin just says, now we're moving from stage one to stage two. So to do that small, accomplish that small thing of just finishing what was going on anyway, yeah, you can have a small act. But to accomplish a big thing of taking two strangers and making them married, right, so that makes sense. Right, it's really mistaber.
Yeah.
Mistaber that yesh me'ayin, you need a big act. But just to continue, right, or and bring to fruition what was already there, right, just hashlama, that you can even do a small act. Right, it's gzeiras hakasav. I myself, my own, would not have said that. But it's a mistaken gzeiras hakasav. I, my own, wouldn't have made chilukim without gzeiras hakasav. That's one approach. However, the Ramban, if you're medayik in the lashon, the Ramban here, I'm going to paraphrase it. Morty will tell me if I'm lying. He says, where does he get this from? And first he brings this whole pasuk. And then he says, v'yesh li yashiv. I can be me yashiv. And I think he's trying to say something else. V'yesh li yashiv. The Kavan did. Do you see where I am, Morty? V'yesh li yashiv l'pei rusho?
Yes.
Yeah.
Read it, please.
V'yesh li yashiv l'pei rusho, Umdana ninu d'man d'kadish u'bel nikolei l'iknei v'koldu.
It's an Umdana that someone who does Kiddushin and Bia wants to be Kona right away. While someone who's just doing Kiddushin doesn't want to be Kona until the end. It's an Umdana. So I think he's changing his mind here. And now I think it makes a lot more sense. This is all within the Zeras Hakasov difference. There's another approach, and this other approach is rooted in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says Rav Nissim going and the Rivan. Rav Nissim going to end the Riva. What's Rav Nissim going to end the Riva? Now, again, I'm not sure if this is what the Ramban means or not, but,
you know, maybe I'll pee the Rambam. You could just say it's a psychological difference. Or I can say this better.
It goes on the bottom, no?
Yes. Okay, you're right. Let me start here. This we already had in the picture. The other approach is Das.
The other approach is based on the Rambam. Remember, why did the Rambam, according to one Gersa, the Mestamah Gersa, right? The Rambam according to the Mestamah Gersa, and the Rif might agree, or Nisagon could agree, the Rambam could agree without that Gersa, but at the very least, the Rambam has one Gersa where he's explicit that he is the Rivam and Rav Nisagon. Right?
Rambam, let me ask a simple question. Why did the Rambam say the Rivam and the Rav Nissim going?
So my answer is going to be, according to the Gersa of Mistama,
because Rav Nissim going is based on the Rivam.
Rav Nissim going is based on the Rivam. It's not that you can't do Kiddushin B'Tchilas Bia. You can do Kiddushin B'Tchilas Bia. Just that you don't want to be Kohen until Gemar Bia, because the Stam person does to be Kohen in Gemar Bia.
Rav Nissim is based on the Rivam. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that you can do Kiddushin or Nisuin via Hera'a. Theoretically,
you could do Kiddushin or Nisuin via Hera'a. But a Stam person doesn't want to do Kiddushin until Gemar Bia. Because it's not, this isn't Gemar Bia. Some of the Rishonim say the Hanah comes in Gemar Bia. So therefore, a person's Das is on that. Right? Or you could just say the Kira of Das comes through Gemar Bia. So a person's Das is on that.
But a Stam person has Das to be Mekadesh only at Gemar Bia.
And therefore, really, the Rav Nissim is based on the Rivam. Now, according to this, I still have to answer one question. But now, according to this, according to what you explained in the Rambam, it's Nicha. Where do we find Kicha by Nisuin as opposed to Kiddushin? We don't. Kicha is both Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kicha is referring to everything.
Right? Kicha equals Kiddushin, then Nisuin.
Really, Kiddushin is also about Ra. It's not that the drush is only on Kiddushin, on Nisuin. The drush is on Kiddushin also.
If you want, you can also do Kiddushin with Hera'ah.
It's not that the drush of Kicha Kicha is only for Nisuin. It's like the Rivam. The drush of Kicha Kicha is for Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kicha is a general word for marriage. You don't have to like stick your hand up your elbow and out your ear and get Kicha to mean only Nisuin and not Kiddushin. No, Kiddushin means all marriage. Well, anything that has to do with marriage can be done by Hera'ah theoretically if you want to. But in Kiddushin, the guy doesn't want to do it with Hera'ah. His das is only to use Gemar Bia. So I think that's one big advantage of the Rambam. And I'm not sure, but then that'd be what the Ramban is saying. I'm trying to find a pasuk de kicha to mean only nisuin. It's hard. Yesh liyashe, maybe a better way is to say that no, the pasuk kicha refers to anything to do with marriage. It's just the guy's das that he doesn't want to be Mekadesh until he is Gemar Bia. I don't want, I'm not married. She's a Pnuya and I'm a Panuv. We're two single people. I don't want to be stuck with it for the rest of my life until Gemar Bia. That's a big commitment. I told Marbi, I'm not changing for a single person to a married person.
I just want to say a simple question. Now, let's just, if this is true, what I'm claiming is a totally different way of understanding Rav Nissim Gaon and the Rif and the Rambam.
Now, I'm not going to promise you whether Rav Nissim Gaon holds it or the Rif holds it. But the Rambam, the Girsa Mestama, I am going to claim holds it. Right? That it's not that Abigzeris Akasav Kicha means Nisuin and not Kiddushin. No, Abigzeris Akasav Kicha means all marriage. All marriage is Behara, like the Rivad. It's just you have a Das to delay it till Gmarbiya because that's what you want. And after all, it's up to your Das when to get married.
Now, just one simple question. And with this, we're done. One simple question is, right? Did I take a picture of this already?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the stuff on the left.
Okay. Last question. Last question. If so, why that a stam person is Das being Kaddish only Kamar Bia? Why is Nisuin? Why does Nisuin take effect at Hara? If a stam person's das is he doesn't want to be married till Gmar Bia, so why by Kiddushin is his das for Gmar Bia? By Nisuin is das is Hara. So here, there are two different ways to explain it.
Aleph, did I use Aleph and Beis yet? No. Aleph and Beis. The difference is, let's say, like, where did I put my eraser?
You could give a psychological answer, or the Rav, when he taught Kiddushin, gave a Lubdish answer.
Psychological answer is just that. When a guy does Kiddushin, he doesn't want to commit till the end. But once he's already Mekadosh, he's just doing Nisuin, he wants to commit at the beginning.
That's the same thing as what you call...
And that's what the Ramban.
That's the Mestaber.
Yeah, exactly. So psychological, it just could be that... exactly. It is exactly the same thing. Just one is said as Gzeres Kassav, and one is said as a Svara.
And again, in the Ramban, if you want to claim he's just explaining the Gzeres Kassav, you could. If you want to claim he's rejecting the Gzeres Kassav and doing what I'm doing, going to Svara, then I'd be very attracted to that.
Say is that he is, the Kiddushin is a bigger commitment or transition, right? Kiddushin is going from single to married until the Gemar Bia, he doesn't want to become married. He prefers to be single. He doesn't want to be committed. But Nisuin, he's already Mekadosh her. It's just moving one slab to the next.
Once he's already Mekadosh, moving one slab to the next, he obviously loves her already. Right? He obviously wants to be married to her and stuck with her for the rest of his life because he did Kiddushin. Now the question is just how long are they going to be, are they going to plan the wedding and when are they going to start sharing an apartment? Okay, for that small transition, as soon as he does any type of Bia, he's ready for that small transition. The Rav said it's a Lundish difference. Why did the Rav say it's a Lundish difference? This is based on something we said earlier when we discussed Nisuin. Remember the Rav had a brisker Masora? That you don't need any Kiyum for Nisuin against the Yeshiva Sheminag nowadays. Right. why? Because the Rav says Kiddushin is a Kinyan done through Das. Nisuin, he said, is a Metzias. I know I tried to claim right before Pesach Kiddushin is also Metzias done without so much Das. But that wasn't so mainstream, I admit. But mainstream briskers say, and it's not just briskers, I saw this in many achronim, I saw this in the Stipler also says this, and the Marcheshis also says this, although he takes it in a different derech, that Kiddushin is Das. I'm using my power and bailus and my Das to create a chalos. Huh. Nisuin, that's not a formal chalos. Nisuin is, remember the Rav said, that we don't. Nisuin is just a relationship. It's a metzias of a relationship. Therefore, Kiddushin I need to intend, and Nisuin I need to intend. But Kiddushin I need Das. Das means I need to specifically intend to make a formal commitment. Nisuin I don't need Das, I just need... What for the briskers, the opposite of Das?
Oh, that awareness.
Kavana. Yeah. No, I need Kavana. If I walk into a chuppah by accident, that's not Nisuin. Right? if I lose my yarmulke and I chase it and I happen to walk under a chuppah to get it, that's not Nisuin. But you need Kavana. Kavana means to know what you're doing. I have to know what I'm doing, but it doesn't mean I have to have a desire to commit. Das is the desire to commit myself and make chalos. Kavana just means I know what I'm doing. Right? It's like kavana for mitzvos. Mitzvos shrikas kavana, maybe we paskin. It doesn't mean I need to make a formal decision to commit myself to Kriya Shema. It just means I need to know that it's Kriya Shema and not think that I'm just reading something. I need to know that it's a lulav. So, therefore, says the Rav, very pashut. Says the Rav, we're going to have to... Anyone see any empty space?
No.
If I don't find any space, you're going to have to stay here forever. He says, Kiddushin needs das. Das is a formal commitment. Or a formal decision to commit. That's what das means. Das means I'm using my power to decide what I want to happen and what I want not to happen. Das is a formal decision to commit. That's why you need a dekiel. That's why everyone agrees you need godless, etc. But in Yisuin, I need to know what I'm doing. But I just need kavana. Kavana means to know what I'm doing. That's kavana. Kavana is different from das. That's why briskers assume
still need aid
that you can't counsel for your somer al tanai.
That's what he says.
Briskers say you don't need it for
nisui. You don't need it for the
chuppah. Right. You don't need it for kedushin. They don't need a yichud. Briskers say you don't need a yichud. Right. All my rebbeim, they all say, well, the minigs have a yichud, but it's not really true up yalacha because we have a masorah from Chaim that you don't need. I have one my rebbeim particularly whose minig is that he requires a yichud at every chasana. Because that's the minhag olam, but he makes sure to say someplace that it's not really true. Just to not compromise his brisker principles. Make sure to be mevaza the idus, even though he requires it. Now, what does the Rav say? The Rav says, in das, kiddushin requires das kiddushin. Das kiddushin means I have to think formally exactly when I'm committed and when I'm not. I don't want to be committed till gmar bia. But in nisuin, it's not a matter of das. It's not that I decide whether I'm committed or not. I just have to know, am I living as man and wife with someone, or am I doing this with someone? I have to have kavana. Because in kavana, you can't decide what moment it's chal. No, in das, you could say, my das is it should be chal, and this moment is when it's chal. When it comes to kavana, you don't have the right to decide, you know, kavana, like chalitza means kavana. You can't decide your chalitza's chal later. You can decide the Kenyan's chal later. You can't decide chalitza's chal later. You can't decide mitzvah shrikas kavana. You can't decide your kriya shma's chal later. In kavana, either you're doing a bias ishus, bias nisun, or you're doing a bias nusun. You get makas mardas. You have to know that you're doing bia. You have to know who you're doing bia with. You have to know you want to be married to her. But you can't decide exactly when it's chal and it's not chal. Because that's only things that have das. You decide you can make a tnai in das. Right? The breasters understand. Whatever needs das, you can do all tnai. Whatever doesn't needs kavana, you can't do al tanai. Against the everyone who says Kriya Shema and Sefiras Omer al tanai. The briskers say that's shtus. It is against Mefurash Gemara. Okay, kitzer, in the end, let's just review. This is what the Rav said. The Rav said it's not that people think, it's not that everyone thinks differently about Kiddushin and Yisuin about the Bia. No. It's that in Kiddushin, when are you sure you're formally committed? I'm not sure I'm formally committed till I get the Bia I want, Gemar Bia. In Nisuan, you don't have to be sure you're formally committed. You just have to know that you're doing you just have to know that you're marrying your girl. You just have to know that you're going to be married to her. Okay, I know I'm married to her. You don't get to pick which moment because it's not up to your das. It's based on the mice and know what I'm doing, which allows the mice to be effective. That's like mitzvah shrikos kavana. It's the maisa that's the mitzvah. It's not my decision to be yotzei that's the mitzvah. It's the maisa that's the mitzvah. The maisa is a tnai of kavana. Kavana is always a tnai in the maisa. I have to know what I'm doing for it to be a real maisa. Das means, it's like which is the main thing. Kavana means the maisa has an effect, but a tnai I have to know what I'm doing. Das means I'm deciding to do something. The maisa is how, is a tnai in my decision being serious, right? Or my decision being legal. Right, so that's the Rav says fundamental difference. Nisuin is the maisa bia, that's the nisuin, you just have to know what you're doing. You can't decide what moment it's chal. It's chal as soon as it's a bia. In kiddushin, you know, it's your das that makes kiddushin, and the maisa is what concretizes and expresses and legalizes your das. And therefore, if my das is not till Gmarbia, it's not till Gmarbia. Okay, then we've seen then, to summarize, three ways of understanding the Shita of Nisim going. One way is just Xeris HaKasov, nothing to do with what the guy's thinking. And our Gemara is not referring to what the specific guy is thinking. It's referring to generally how people evaluate Bia. Is that the Xeris HaKasov, then Nisim is different than Kiddushin? Or no, it's not Xeris HaKasov. Kiddushin and Nisim are both really Behera. It's just a guy thinks he wants to delay Kiddushin min astam till Gmar Bia. Why does the guy think he wants to delay Kiddushin and not think he wants to delay Nisim? Either because a big commitment he wants to delay, but a small transition he's willing to go right away, or like the Rav. Because in Kiddushin, we care what he thinks. Daitol Gmar Bia Tchilas Bia. And Nisim, we don't care what he thinks. As long as he has Kavana and he knows what he's doing, he doesn't get to pick at what moment it's Chal. That's only for Chaluyos based on Das, not for Chaluyos based on Kavana. Okay, we'll continue with Tzashem next.
Okay, next Monday is the Shir as usual.
Next Monday, Yom HaZikaron, is the Shir as usual.